Are you ever amazed watching Chris do what he does, especially down the stretch?
No, I mean, that's what he's built for. You know, he's one of the best point guards in the game. And, you know, him and Jamal are our closers, and along with Blake. And, you know, one of those three is going to make something happen.
Defensively, Hill was all over him. I mean, there's nothing else he could have done, right?
No, he did a great job. You know, he did a great job. But, you know, most of the time, better offense beats good defense. So that's what happened.
So you guys had 10 blocks in the game.
Yeah, I snuck in there and got one. It's big. It's big because, you know, they live in the paint.
Yep.
And, you know, for us to, you know, kind of control the paint for the first two games is a plus. But, you know, we got to expect them to keep coming at us.
You guys had the effort and energy plays, particularly the second unit. You had plays like sticking your hand out to deflect that ball, force the shot clock violation. Are those the little things that make this team so good?
Absolutely. You know, there's no let up when our bench comes in. You know, we either want to maintain the lead, extend the lead, or get the lead. And I think we've done a good job thus far. You know, Vinny has confidence in us to continue to stick with the rotation we've gone through with all season, and, you know, we're producing.
You guys you could argue, outplayed the starters when you were.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. No, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it's a stalemate at the beginning. And, you know, with just a fresh five, you bring a lot of energy and a new flow to the game. That's what we kind of do.
How about Jamal? And he had a little extra chip on his shoulder, looked like, tonight in the first half. Huh?
You know, he was amazing. You know, if he gets open shots, most of the time he's going to knock them down. You know, we know he's our leading scorer in the second unit, so, you know, we try to get him the ball as much as we can.
So how tough is it going to be in Memphis, and what do you think you guys learned from last year's series?
Well, I wasn't there, so I'm not sure, but I can only imagine that, you know, it's going to be more physical. It's going to be a hostile environment. We can't expect any calls. We just got to go out there and do what we've been doing.
Would you expect that Memphis is still pretty confident because, hey, they only lost by a bucket here? So,
I mean, I can tell you what they're thinking. You know, I know they're going to try to come out in Game 3 and win, and that's our objective as well. So
okay.
You not worry about what they're thinking.
Have a good trip, man.
Thanks.